life activities in some animals. Tilapia, into brackets, a bony fish. Features of biological significance in tilapia. 1. Streamlined shape or body. This is provided by absence of neck, backwardly overlapping smooth and slimy scales. 2. Scales. Impermeable scales to prevent influx of water by osmosis. Functions of scales. 1. Protection. 2. Provide streamlined effects for movement. 3. Prevent influx of water by osmosis. 3. Lateral line. This marks the position of the seeing sense organ that detects vibration in water. You should note that the sense organ is made up of sensory cells which lie in a canal that contains a thick fluid. Functions of lateral line. A. It detects vibration in water. B. It detects pressure in water. 4. Eyes. It has large eyes, no eyelids, but protected by a layer of transparent membrane. It has a wide field of view. Function of the eye is for vision. 5. Nostrils. Functions of the nostrils. For smell, in order to escape dangers and also detect food. 6. Gill cover, which is made of bones. Functions of the gill cover. It protects the gills. It covers the gills. It's for breathing. It's for feeding. The gill cover is also known as the operculum. 7. The mouth. The mouth is wide. Functions of the mouth. 1. For respiration or breathing. 2. For feeding. 3. Incubation of eggs. 4. Parental care of the young ones. 8. Fins. Paired fins, which are pectoral fins and pelvic fins, provide steering, braking, control of pitching, into brackets, upward and downward movements, or the tendency of the head to rise and fall. The caudal fin provides forward force and steering. The dorsal and the anal fins prevent rolling sideways. It prevents yawing. The fins are used for swimming, steering, and balancing. 9. Color. It has a dark dorsal part and a light ventral part. The dark dorsal side blends with the dark water when a predator views below. The light ventral part blends with the sky when a predator views above. 10. Swim bladder. A gas-filled sac which enables the fish to move up and down without swimming. When the swim bladder is inflated with gases in the blood, the density of the fish decreases, making it buoyant and enabling it to rise easily to the top. When the bladder deflates, density increases, thereby decreasing buoyancy, and the fish sinks. Adaptive features of tilapia. It has gills for gaseous exchange. It has fins for swimming. It has scales for protection and streamlined effects. It has eyes for vision. It has nostril for smell to escape dangers. It has upper column to provide protect the scales and also use in gaseous exchange and feeding. It has wide mouth for feeding and respiration. Absence of neck to provide streamlined effects. Tars dark dolls out in light ventral colors. Provide camouflage to escape predators. Tars lateral line, which detects vibration and pressure. The description of respiratory structure. It is made up of four pairs of gill filaments in gill chambers. Each side of the head has a gill chamber. Each gill chamber is covered and protected by upper column. A gill chamber contains four gills which overlap. Each gill is made up of gill arch or bar, gill rickets, gill filaments, which is rich in blood, capillaries, making them red. In between the gill buds are openings called gill slits, which connect the gill chamber to the pharynx. Gill of tilapia. Functions of the component. The gill bar. It supports the gill rickets and the filament. The gill ricker is for straining food from water and directed it into the esophagus. The gill filament is for gaseous exchange. Adaptive features of gills. Presence of filaments which provide large surface area for gaseous exchange. Filaments are highly vascularized capillary network to facilitate transport of gases. Thin walls of filaments provide high permeability for easy diffusion of gases. Interlocking gill rickets to strain food and water. Other adaptation for gaseous exchange are the upper column ventilation mechanism, which brings more oxygenated water. Sense organs of the fish. It has a pair of large eyes for vision. It has nostril connected to the olfactory organ for smell. It has lateral line for detecting vibration and pressure. Skin, which is sensitive to touch. Respiration in tilapia. Gills are used for respiration. During breathing, the flow of the mouth is lowered while upper collar are closed. Water enters the mouth. The flow of the mouth is raised and the pressure created forces the upper collar to open to allow water to leave through the opercular opening. Basota passes over the gill filaments in the gill chamber. Dissolved oxygen diffuses into the blood to be circulated throughout the body. Also, carbon dioxide in the gill filament diffuses into the water that leaves through the opercular opening. Feeding in tilapia, or the bony fish. Mode of feeding is heterotrophic or holozoic. Method of feeding. Filter feeding. Adaptation to feeding. It has a wide mouth for trapping food. Presence of gill rickets to strain food and water. Presence of wide eyes to spot food. Presence of nostrils to smell food. Presence of upper column. Ventilation movement to draw in water containing food. The feeding method is known as filter feeding. It feeds on water weeds. Food passes into the mouth with water and then over the gills and out the opercular opening. As water flows over the gills, food particles are filtered or strained in the gill rickets. The filtered food then moves into the pharynx for swallowing. Movement in tilapia. Forward force is provided by sideways movement of the tail against water. Paired fins and the tail fins are used for steering. Paired fins provide braking. Paired fins provide balancing by reducing upward and down movement. Dorsal and ventral fins provide balance by reducing rolling and yawning to deviate from a straight course. The swim bladder or air bladder regulates buoyancy. excretion in tilapia. Excretory products are nitrogenous products, except salt, water, and carbon dioxide. The excretory organs are the kidney and the gills. Nitrogenous wastes, excess salt, and water are removed as urine by the kidney. Carbon dioxide is removed by the gills during gaseous exchange. Reproduction in tilapia. Mode of reproduction is sexual, oviparity, with external fertilization. The female lays mature eggs. The male sheds sperms on the eggs to fertilize them. Fertilized eggs are either incubated in the mouth by both the male and the female, or in the nest on the floor of the water, where both the male and female protect the newly hatched fish. Newly hatched fish are called fry. The young ones are also protected either in the mouth or the nest by both parents. Mode of life of tilapia. It lives in the fresh water such as ponds and lakes. It is also found in lagoons. It swims by the ferns. It feeds on plankton. It comes to the surface of the water for food. They move in a group called school. Economic importance of tilapia. 1. As a source of food. 2. Can be used by control malaria by producing it into gutters to feed on mosquito larvae. 3. Fish farming is a source of income. You should note that those are ventral fins are for balancing. Tail fins are for steering. Pectoral and pelvic fins are for steering, breaking and reduction of friction. Muscles in the tail contract and relax, thereby initiating movement in the tail. Tail fin then beats against water to provide a forward force. Dorsal and ventral fins for balancing, thereby reducing rolling and yawing. Pectoral and pelvic fins for steering, breaking and prevention of pitching. Swim bladder for buoyancy. Streamlined effect is provided by backward pointed overlapping scales in absence of neck. You should also note that tilapia lives in a lake or a pond, lagoon also. It has the presence of fins, presence of opercula, and presence of gills. That is why it's able to adapt to its environment. The toad, which is an example of amphibian. Amphibians are cold-blooded animals which live partly in water and partly on land. Examples are toad, frogs, salamanders, and worms. The toad is an example of an amphibian. It lives mainly on land and usually enters water only to breed. It is active at night and in the day. It lives under stones, tree trunks, and in the ground. Observable features of the toad. It has moist, loose fitting, waty skin. Its color ranges between grayish brown to dark brown and serves as camouflage. The body is streamlined to enable it to move in water. It has no tail, which aids in hopping on land. It has a wide mouth to catch insects. It has a long, sticky tongue used to trap insects and for picking food. It has a pair of nostrils, opens to the buccal cavity for breathing. It has two large prominent eyes for vision. It has there's a presence of two eyelids. The upper eyelid is immovable, whilst the lower one is movable. The lower eyelid it has the enictitating membrane, tympanic membrane. The membrane detects vibration, enabling the organism to hear. It has poison gland in the skin, for protection against predators.